This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson paused its late-stage clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine after a participant was diagnosed with an unexplained illness. The pause was first reported Monday by the healthcare news website Stat, which obtained a document the company sent to outside researchers. The company said in a statement that so-called adverse events, such as illnesses and accidents, are an expected part of a clinical study, especially with such a large number of participants. It also said the hold was a study pause and not a clinical hold, which is imposed by a formal health regulatory agency. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine trial is the second to be put on hold after a volunteer became ill after receiving the vaccine. U.S.-based drug maker AstraZeneca halted its late-stage trial of a vaccine early last month after a volunteer in Britain was diagnosed with transverse myelitis, an inflammatory syndrome that affects the spinal cord and is often sparked by viral infections. The late-stage testing of that vaccine has resumed in Britain, Brazil, India, and South Africa, but remains on hold in the United States. Meanwhile, a new study suggests that a person infected with COVID-19 is still vulnerable to the disease. A report published Monday in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Medical Journal revealed a 25-year-old man in Nevada first tested positive with COVID-19 back in April, then a second time in June with more severe symptoms that led him to being placed on oxygen. Researchers could not say why the man was, the second infection was worse. They say the man was infected with two separate strains of the coronavirus. More on this and other stories is available on our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.